Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump defends his economic policies in Pennsylvania. We have the story.
Fed will announce its decision on interest rates today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A special election for Wichita residents is coming in March. We'll tell you what it's for coming up.
Wichita residents will get to vote on a 1% sales tax measure in a special election, as Rodney said, to be held in March.
According to projections by Wichita Forward, a nonpartisan coalition of business and community leaders, a seven-year 1% sales tax would generate around $850 million for the city. The collections would provide property tax relief, address homelessness, fund Wichita police and fire departments, expand the convention center, and make improvements to Century 2, and partially fund a new performing arts center. Mayor Lily Wu said the decision to impose the sales tax is not just up to her.
I can only speak for myself. And so I know that what our community wants is to have a say. Have a say and have a public vote. And so my vote in favor of this is to let the community make the decision.
The city projects that around 20 to 30% of the funds collected would come from out-of-town visitors. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
33 people stood before the council and voiced their opinions about the measure. If it passes in March, the fund will be audited annually by a third party.
President Trump touting his administration's efforts to lower the cost of living at a rally in Pennsylvania yesterday. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
The president says the economy is starting to make a turnaround, and it's the Democrats' fault for it being like this in the first place. Trump telling the crowd it's his tariff strategy that's bringing in so much money and helping boost the economy. He also highlighted his efforts to bring energy prices down by creating the, quote, greatest amount of drilling, the greatest amount of fuel being produced right now in our country, end quote. Trump says when energy prices come down, other prices will follow. But Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries disagree and find it appalling that the president recently gave himself an A++++ grade for the economy.
Democrats have blamed the president's tariffs for raising prices. Inflation is at about 3%. That's higher than it was before the president announced widespread tariffs.
A Democrat wins the Miami mayoral race for the first time in 30 years.
Eileen Higgins beat out Trump-backed Republican Emilio Gonzalez in the runoff election, making her Miami's first woman mayor. An upset for Republicans who saw this as a litmus of voter satisfaction with the party going into the midterms next year. Higgins previously served as a Miami-Dade County Commissioner representing Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
This afternoon, the Fed will announce its decision on interest rates.
It's widely expected that the central bank will be cutting its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 3.5% to 3.75%, marking the third consecutive rate reduction this year and the sixth since September of 2024, when the Fed cut rates with a jumbo half a point move. This year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues slashed rates in September and October after judging that the labor market looked shakier and the tariff-driven inflation surge that many feared hadn't really materialized. The focus this afternoon will be on Powell's post-meeting press conference and his remarks regarding cutting rates next year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A main water supply line cracked Tuesday in Park City, causing a major problem. The city lost water pressures, and the Kansas Department of Health issued a boil water advisory. The broken line was repaired, but the boil water advisory for Park City was expected to last 24 to 48 hours. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Got some good basketball action tonight. If you want to go watch a Friends University, men and women with a doubleheader at home tonight. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
An Army gynecologist is charged with secretly filming 44 female patients. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. What's the temperature right now, Jed? What have you got there?
I don't have it up. You can give me just a second here. It looks like the temperature...
46.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
That's it.
Here we go. The BBC reporting that a sperm donor who unknowingly harbored a genetic mutation that dramatically raises the risk of cancer has fathered at least 197 children across Europe. A major investigation has revealed some children have already died, and only a minority who inherit the mutation will escape cancer in their lifetimes. Denmark's European Sperm Bank, which sold the sperm, says families affected had their deepest sympathy and admitted the sperm was used to make too many babies in some countries.
The city of San Diego settling a lawsuit with the family of a teenager killed by police.
The $30 billion payment is one of the largest in the country's history, exceeding the $27 billion the city of Minneapolis agreed to pay the family of George Floyd, who was killed by police in May of 2020. Surveillance and body-worn camera footage from January 28th shows 16-year-old Kanoa Wilson running away from someone who pulled a gun and fired at him in a downtown train station. It shows him encountering police officer Daniel Gold, who the family says shot Wilson without any warning. City Council member Henry Foster is saying this should not have happened, and he asked, where is the progress since the killing of George Floyd? Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A spokesman for San Diego Police says the officer is on an administrative assignment while the shooting is under investigation.
An Army gynecologist is charged with secretly filming 44 female patients during medical exams at a Texas military base.
Although he's charged with filming 44 patients, more than 100 have come forward claiming they were his victims. The Army says 47-year-old Major Blaine McGraw's victims were filmed at a medical center at Fort Hood, Texas. McGraw was suspended from his post in October after a patient filed a lawsuit, and the Army launched its investigation, which is still ongoing. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A woman in California accused of posing as an airline heiress has been added to the FBI's most wanted list.
Investigators say 74-year-old Mary Carol McDonald allegedly scammed banks in Los Angeles and Orange counties out of nearly $30 million by claiming she was an heir to the McDonnell Douglas Aerospace fortune and had access to an $80 million trust. According to the FBI, McDonald fraudulently secured almost $15 million from Bank of California alone and is believed to have targeted other banks the same way. A federal arrest warrant was issued in 2018 on charges of bank fraud and aggravated identity theft. McDonald, a former TV production CEO, is thought to be living in Dubai. Anyone with information is urged to contact the FBI. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
NSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The traffic volumes here in Wichita really starting to pick up, and we're starting to see some areas where we're getting some heavier traffic out there right now, some pretty heavy traffic at the intersection of Central and Hillside. So expect a bit of a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning to you, Steve and Ted. We got a cooler day coming up for us today, but not by very much. This week is turning out to be very mild by December standards, and yesterday managed to reach highs in the mid-50s. Today we're looking at 51. So, yes, there was a cold front that came through last night. A little bit breezy today. Wind gusts are going to be up there around 25 to 30 miles an hour, but they should start going down once we get into the afternoon. And then tonight we'll drop back to around 33. We're back above 60 degrees coming up tomorrow. It's going to be just a very unusual December day, but it's only for tomorrow because we have cold front number two that's going to be coming through early Friday. That'll bring us back into the 40s to finish off the week. The coldest day in the near future is going to be Sunday, where we get highs in the 30s, and still no sign that we're going to break out of this very dry weather pattern here anytime soon. If you needed any more evidence of where the snow track is going to be for the upcoming winter, look no further than Iowa, eastern Nebraska, parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Some of those locations are about 15 inches above average on snowfall. They had a bunch yesterday evening. They're going to get more coming up over the next 2 to 3 days. And Kansas will get in on some of that cold weather, it looks like, by the weekend. But again, all the snow is likely to remain off to our north. Right now in Wichita, we've got a blustery wind out of the north. It's 44 degrees. Could be so much colder this time of the year. And again, we're headed for a high near 50. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Is that wind going to blow all day, do you think, Ross?
Should start to go down after lunchtime today.
All right. So when's your Christmas party there, company party?
It's going to be in a couple of weeks, and I've got to go to the store and get some of that Daddy's Home to wrap up and, give to some coworkers.
Oh, yeah, that's the root beer cologne. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Daddy's
and then
Home.
And then I want to see, as we pass in the hallway, who smells like Daddy's Home. Well, see if they're actually wearing it.
I'll tell you what, when my daddy came home, you didn't want to smell what came home.
That's fair enough.
I just saw your Christmas promo on Channel 12. You and Rachel and Schwanky all standing there dressed up and May the Weather Dog in front of that Christmas tree. That's very heartwarming.
Yeah, it's really amazing how quickly we can get her in that chair and get her to pose. You got about 3 minutes, and then she loses all interest and is ready to move on to something else. So you don't have a lot of time to work with, but...
Who, Rachel?
It did turn out pretty good.
You talking about Rachel?
Yeah, we got to dangle a milk bone in front of her.
Now, I haven't seen it. Is Rachel wearing some little reindeer horns on her head or anything like that?
No, Schwanky is. Schwanky is. Okay.
She's got Rudolph's nose on.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a fun party. Thank you, Ross. We'll check with you tomorrow. That's the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Hansen. 7:15 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. The December 10th, 2025, on this date, 16 years ago, in 2009, Barack Obama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for, quote, his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples.
Yeah, that set off Rush Limbaugh and everybody on the right. Guy hasn't done anything. They gave him a peace prize. He's been on office for a couple months.
Don't you have to do something? Yeah. You have to do something, don't you? Okay. Birthdays today. Got one for you. I think this is one of your crushes. Susan Day is 73.
Susan Day.
Yeah. Laurie on Parker.
Partridge Family. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she was Grace Van Owen on L.A.
Law. Another huge show for her.
Yeah. So there you go. How about that? She's having a birthday. She's 73. According to a new report from the Daily Mail, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, handed out a total of $1.5 million in $10,000 bonuses to dud recruits this year. Apparently guys who didn't work out. As of this week, the department is still advertising a $50,000 signing bonus. I can go do that. Hey, I'm going to be retired here at the end of the month. I could be one of those guys, couldn't I? What, do you have to be under the age of 70 or something?
Whatever happened is saving the federal money.
Oh, no.
That's not spending it unwisely.
That's the idea.
Is that done with now? Okay.
Every time it's now Rand Paul mentions it, everybody says, what's wrong with him? Is he crazy? All right, job openings rose to more than 7.5 million in October, highest level since May. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, this is apparently the last month they have numbers for. We had a little shutdown there. Labor market has shown signs of softening, a slowing higher rate of 3.2%, and about 2.9 million workers quitting their jobs in October. Yeah, quit? Okay. Got a nation of quitters. There we go. 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's sports time again. Here's Ted Woodward.
Yeah, if you want to go check out some basketball here in town, I got a good shot for you out on the west side. Friends University with a women's men's doubleheader tonight. Starts out with the women at 6 o'clock. Friends ladies are 9-1 to start the season.
Wow.
On a 5-game winning streak right now. Hosting Tabor tonight at 6 o'clock. And then the men's game will follow afterwards at about 8 o'clock. The Friends men are ranked 21st in the nation with a record of 7-2. They've won 3 in a row. Friends men are 4-1 in the conference, in second place right now in the KCAC. So chance to go see Friends University play some basketball tonight on
ranked
the west
teams,
side.
Yeah.
Let's go to, and in El Dorado tonight, we've got a top 20 team going on. It's Butler Community College. Grizzlies are ranked number 18 in the nation. Butler hosting Independence tonight. These are the top two teams in the conference in the Jayhawk right now, both on winning streaks. Independence has won 4 in a row. Butler has won 3 in a row. Butler's record is 8-3. All three of those losses are by exactly 1 point.
few free throws, could be undefeated. But they lost those games. All right, so we got Butler and Independence tonight, and Dennis Higgins will give you the live play-by-play of Butler basketball beginning at 7:15 this evening. And you can listen to Butler basketball at 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's see what else is going on around the world of sports.
College basketball, number 10, BYU, with a big come-from-behind victory over Clemson. They win it at the buzzer, 67-64 in the opener of the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. Then in the nightcap, the last two national champions met, and what a game that was. Fifth-ranked UConn beat Florida, the number 18 team in the country, 77-73. Elsewhere, number 2, Michigan, they just destroyed Villanova, 89-61. Other top 25 winners, Illinois and Virginia. On the ice in the National Hockey League, play till the end of the game. The Anaheim Ducks, they lived up to that. They tied the game in regulation by scoring a goal with 1/10 of a second. That's right, 1/10 of a second remaining on the clock. The Ducks tie it up, then they win it in the shootout over Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. Also in the NHL, the Predators skated by the Avalanche in a shootout 4-3. What made that game interesting? The Predators, one of the worst teams in the league. The Avalanche, one of the best teams. Other winners, the Flyers, Lightning, Devils, Islanders, Hurricanes, Stars, Bruins, and Sabres. And from baseball, the winter meetings wrap up today. The White Sox won the draft lottery. They'll have the number one draft pick in June with an opportunity to select a franchise-altering player. I'm Frank Lanza.
By the way, speaking of that baseball draft lottery, the Royals came up big in that lottery. They will end up with the number 6 overall pick in the draft next year. So they Royals lucked out there.
Yeah, good for them.
So, yeah. And we do have to tell you that sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. While everyone is in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. Got more than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas everyone will love, making Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. That's a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for a house call for health. The UN remembers Human Rights Day. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is the time of the year most of us are...
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. That's a gusty north wind out there, 37 miles per hour to 46 degrees. President Trump plans to hit the campaign trail for Republicans ahead of the midterm elections.
President Trump will campaign next year like it's 2024 all over again, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles says.
He's a difference maker, and he's certainly a turnout machine. So the midterms will be very important to us. He'll work very hard.
Wiles, speaking on The Mom View on YouTube, says the idea is to put President Trump on the ballot to turn out low-propensity voters. The parties of the sitting president historically have not fared well in midterm elections. During President Trump's first term, Republicans lost the House in the 2018 elections. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. Attorney's Office reports a man living in the United States illegally was sentenced to 20 years in prison for attacking a federal law enforcement agent. According to court documents, 23-year-old Diego Barron Esquivel pleaded guilty to one count of forcible assault of a federal officer. On February 28th this year, Barron Esquivel assaulted and strangled an Immigration and Customs Enforcement deportation officer who was in Wichita performing his official duties.
The Kansas Association of Counties is meeting in Wichita this week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, it's good to sit down with people from other Kansas counties.
Because the needs of Sedgwick County are different than the needs of a Ford County or the needs of other rural counties, and also different than the needs of Johnson County in some respects. So getting in the room, listening to their concerns, listening to their opportunities, and working together as a unified voice with the state really has power. And I'm grateful we have a lot of state legislators that really engage these conversations with the counties.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
The new congressional map in Missouri will not go into effect this week as planned because of a petition drive. People, Not Politicians, is the group behind that drive. It says it has turned in more than enough signatures to trigger a statewide vote. Now, workers in the Secretary of State's office in Missouri and county election authorities have to go through nearly 700 boxes containing more than 300,000 signatures to verify if they belong to a registered voter in Missouri.
The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing Tuesday about the sexual extortion of children online. Fox's Jeff Paul has more.
Among the witnesses, a mother whose son died by suicide after being extorted online. Now, Tamia Wood shared her 17-year-old son James's story about being groomed and sexually extorted online. James had met who he thought was a girl on Instagram. The Senate committee discussed ending Section 230, which shields online platforms from liability from user posts. There was also tough talk about how to classify those who prey on young people online. Now, this subject is creating a moment of bipartisan action. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and Democrat Senator Dick Durbin announcing a package of three bills all aimed to target cyber predators.
The Senate passed a bill designed to protect children online last year, despite criticism that it might violate the First Amendment. That bill did not make its way out of the House.
A ban in Dallas on smoking in public appears now to include vaping devices.
The Dallas City Council approving a resolution last year to update its 2003 no smoking ordinance in public places to include e-cigarettes. It goes into effect this week, meaning the use of vaping devices are off limits in places like bars, workplaces, parks, and within 15 feet of any entrance to a public indoor area. According to officials, anyone who breaks the rules could face fines of up to $500. City leaders in Austin, Texas, rolled out a similar restriction in 2017, Houston in 2022, and San Antonio banned vaping last year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, though a high of 53 keeps us above the norm. Northwest winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Becoming mostly clear, 33 tonight. Mostly sunny and warmer on Thursday, high around 63. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler on Friday, high 47. It will be much colder this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds, a gusty north wind, and 46 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on the 10th day of December. And this is Steve and Ted in the Morning, show number 7073.
7073.
On this date in 2007, the costliest ice storm in Kansas history struck. Widespread moderate to heavy freezing rain coated nearly all of the state with 1 to 2 inches of ice. Some areas were overwhelmed by a staggering 2 to 4 inches of glaze. Around 260,000 people lost power. Many of them were in the dark for up to 2 weeks. Damage to the electrical infrastructure was estimated at around $136 million, the costliest in Kansas history. And of that total, over $37 million in damage assessed in Reno County alone. Around 2,000 power poles and 7,900 spans of conductor were destroyed. Statewide damage was definitely conservative, as most counties didn't even report their losses. Surprisingly, there were no fatalities. Again, that was on this date in 2007, the costliest ice storm in Kansas history.
Not good.
Nope, not at all. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, and don't forget the big, well, I call it the send-off. It's a party honoring my retirement from the broadcast business. It's Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. at the Courtyard by Marriott in Old Town on East 2nd Street. We will have a live broadcast. Ted and I will do a broadcast from 5 to 6, and the meet and greet starts at 6 o'clock to 7. Yeah, you can come in earlier and watch the broadcast. That's the idea.
Yeah, just come in any time.
Come in. We'll have some people there to talk with you, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you, too. Public's invited to attend. This is absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing who's going to be there, and big send-off for Steve McIntosh. Yeah.
7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and just talking about Christmas parties this morning. Ours is tonight, and I was thinking about Christmas parties over the years because I've been working in broadcasting for 55 years.
Your last company Christmas party.
I've been to a lot of Christmas parties.
You have.
They used to be the trend at least one place where I worked. At one of KEYN back in the 70s, we would put together a Christmas tape for the amusement of our fellow employees and their spouses and their dates.
The TV stations still do that.
Yeah. Well, this is just something. I was in charge of it a couple of years or helped with it. And we had a good time. We had, it was funny. I thought it was hilarious myself, but people would, people would laugh at it. Even the spouses. One year, we did a deal where Dick Schmidt was working with us, and he was a very tall man with a huge voice and funny. Oh, my goodness. We did a deal where he was Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, had a big one. And I was a keen man. So we did a voice like this, like the cake deal. And we had, I don't know, 8 or 10 pretty good jokes in there on the people who were there. That could be keen man.
Oh, Santa.
Very nice.
You've done that one too, haven't you? You've done the little helper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, we don't, then, people over the years say, "Oh, that's not interesting. Do something else." One year we had Stevani the magician.
Really,
we've been advertising or talking about Stevani.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of advertising.
And Dale
lately.
Did a show for us. This was in I think the late 70s, and he did a show, and it was very good. Has a lot of laughs, and it was very good. Good entertainment. So have you been doing Christmas parties where there were entertainment? I mean, what about here? Have we ever had an entertaining party at all?
I think we've had a few over the years.
Yeah. Gag gifts and things like that.
I think the first Christmas party I went to when you and I were working together, it was out on the west side somewhere, and your wife was wearing a nice Christmas sweater. And
yeah.
I went up to her, and there was a little like 6-inch step down into a little area that she wasn't, I don't think she knew it was there. So the first time I see her, "Oh, good to see you, Mrs. McIntosh." Bang. Bang. She hit the floor.
Mm. Well,
went straight down.
Very embarrassing.
It's like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Very embarrassing. She did a...
but she recovered. She jumped right back up and kept going.
My first job in radio, that was a KWBB Christmas party. And I remember that Shelley, we didn't know most people there. And one of the jocks, one of the announcers came in, and I'm not going to mention his name, but... Shelley says, "Oh, it's so nice." There's a woman with him. He says, "So nice of you to bring your mother." He said, "This is my wife." So Shelley will be with us tonight. I'm sure she'll make some sort of faux pas.
Oh, well,
that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Right?
But then I got to tell you, her Christmas party for her company where she was working several years ago was one of the best I've ever been at. And that was, it was at the Scotch and Sirloin.
Very nice.
They rented a back room. They've got
right,
a
that
nice
back
room
back
there.
There. Yeah.
Round a table. And the people, the owners of the company said, "We're not going to make you speeches. You can have a couple of drinks. You can have your choice. You can have the prime rib or you can have the lobster." And I raised my hand and said, "Can I have both?" And they said, "You bet."
Oh, you're going for a little joke there. And oh, you ended up with nice protein.
Prime rib and lobster. And believe me, I cleaned up the plate.
I bet you did.
I left no prisoners.
I'm sorry I missed that one.
But, that's a good way to do it. You don't need a bit of, give away gifts or do anything stupid. Just give them something good to eat.
That's exactly. That's really what people want.
That's the key. Well, I'm sure we'll have a good Christmas party tonight. Maybe tell the folks about it tomorrow morning on the radio. How about that? All right, Steve and Ted in the morning. What about this... what was I going to? I guess that's all I had for this talk segment.
All right,
you got anything going on?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I watched on TV last.
Good. Let's hear it.
I watched the Christmas episode of The Addams Family from 60 years ago.
Oh,
no,
really?
No.
Well, I'll bet
they only had one Christmas episode. It was in season 2, and it was really sweet.
Was it funny?
Yes. Oh, of course it was. But it was a deal where Wednesday and Pugsley are concerned because the neighbor says there's no Santa Claus, but then they pointed out, well, the neighbor also said there's no witches. But then, you know, they have to convince the kids that Santa Claus is coming. So every member of the Addams family gets a Santa Claus outfit and ends up showing up. Even Lurch, Grandma, and Uncle Fester, and Mom and Dad all end up dressed up like Santa Claus. While they're all concerned about all this, the real Santa Claus came and decorated the tree.
The real one?
Yeah.
All right.
It was a really sweet episode of the Addams Family.
I've seen that.
60 years ago. I don't think I'd ever seen it. Huh. So I enjoyed that last night.
I always should like Gomez Addams.
John Astin.
That character. It was great. He was just good at that.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway, the Addams Family Christmas, huh? Wonder what the Munsters did.
That was my viewing last night.
My viewing was very brief. There was a show on with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, the story of the first Christmas.
Story of the first Kevin. Christmas.
How was it? I recorded it. I didn't watch it. How was it?
I watched about 3 minutes of it.
Oh.
And it's Kevin Costner.
What's the problem?
Most of the time I can't stand it.
Well, I know.
The guy is so wonderful. But anyway, he's talking about I didn't even get to the movie. Had two young people. I mean, Mary and Joseph were like 17 years old, and they're romping in the woods. I'm thinking, fine. I thought it was probably pretty inaccurate to run things.
Okay.
You get a lot of history and people running around in Romans. Anyway, Costner, I had tried to watch Yellowstone a little bit. I turned it off because every other word out of that man's mouth was the F word. And I do not respect him.
On Yellowstone.
On Yellowstone. Yes. And this, when he's coming on as such a sweet, pure man telling us about the life of Christ. And I'm sorry, I did not buy it.
Okay.
When you could talk like that and put that kind of example out for kids, and then you come back and you're going to tell me about the first Christmas, forget about it, pal. I don't like the guy.
I know. I'm glad to get a reaction on that.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Maybe it won't be worth my time.
No, go ahead. Watch. Well, I'll see what you think.
Yeah, I'll see what I think.
All right. 7:43, Steve and Ted in the morning.
It's not the top of my list anymore after hearing your comments. Maybe I'll put it. Maybe I'll get to it. Maybe I won't.
Right after the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch that.
All right. Coming up, a huge sports entertainment project for East Wichita moving ahead. It is the Wichita Business Journal Update with Kirk Semenoff, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump rallies in Pennsylvania defending his economic policies.
Two.
Wichita City Council approves ordinance amendments relating to nuisance and housing code violations.
One.
And the City Council approves a public vote on a 1% sales tax increase for the city. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, still got some really heavy traffic volumes out there, and so some slower moving traffic. Usual areas right now, the worst does seem to be southbound I-135 up at the North Junction. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 52 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 36. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 63 degrees. Now a few clouds. A north wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Lawmakers questioned medical professionals about the benefits and dangers that come with artificial intelligence chatbots.
Fox on Tech.
Medical professionals testified before a House committee on the benefits and major concerns around people, specifically children, using AI for mental health assistance. They're focusing on this because an increasing number of Americans are turning to chatbots when they are struggling. Dr. John Toros is saying that Congress can take four immediate actions to improve mental health for all Americans when it comes to AI. First is to pass legislation that creates pathways for AI companies to share their data with regulators.
We all missed the early opportunity to harness social media for mental health benefits,
But today we have the chance to get it right with AI.
Also saying that Congress needs to support the NIH to conduct research on that data, that there needs to be more research on why some users develop psychotic reactions to AI. And finally, there needs to be proper labeling so that entities like the FDA can regulate and make sure that they are, in fact, safe for consumers. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
The big question on Wall Street Tuesday, what's next for interest rates?
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed as the Fed's final two-day policy meeting of the year gets underway. Central bankers are slated to decide whether to lower borrowing costs despite inflation still running above the Fed's 2% target. Markets are still expecting a near 90% chance of a 25 basis point cut. Shares of Nvidia fell 0.5% even after President Trump said he will let the AI darling export H200 chips to China, with the U.S. taking a 25% cut. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and IBM. The Dow decliners, J.P. Morgan Chase, Boeing, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 179 points, the Nasdaq up 31, S&P 500 down 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Huge sports entertainment project for East Wichita moving ahead. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it's a $191 million multi-sport entertainment complex that's an added phase of a successful Starbonds district at K96 and Greenwich Road. It was moved forward by the Wichita City Council on Tuesday. The 60-acre proposal would add a resort hotel, tennis complex, ice rink, immersive mini golf, go-kart racing, and a stationary surf wave to an already bustling section of Northeast Wichita. Marty and Ron Cornejo, Dave Murfin, and property owner Ashley Cozine are the developers in Family Destination Development, and council members seem eager to approve the project next week after a public hearing Tuesday. Developers will have about $120 million in private investment, while the other $71 million will come from Star Bonds. That's a mechanism used by cities to recapture sales tax revenue to fund entertainment and tourism projects. And a Kansas-based company has added an eighth assisted living facility to its Wichita area portfolio in a recent acquisition that included 15 properties across Kansas. Midwest Health is based in Topeka and is considered one of the region's largest senior living providers. It acquired all of the Vintage Park assisted living facilities in Kansas from Welltower, an Ohio publicly traded real estate investment trust. The acquisition included Vintage Park at Waterfront, which has 34 units near Central and I-235 in West Wichita. Midwest Health plans to retain staff members, but will phase out staffing agencies at its facilities. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
That sports and entertainment center, that sounds like a really, really something. And primarily to bring in visitors, is that what it's for?
That's the thought. One study we saw yesterday in the city council presentation said 35, so basically about a third of all expected visitors would be from outside a 100-mile radius of the project. So that's what Star Bonds are for, to bring in tourism dollars.
Well, that's interesting because talking about the 1% sales tax that's going to be voted on, they were saying about 30% of the people who pay that tax will be from out of town. So We need those visitors coming into our city, right?
Yeah, I think so. And one person who's really happy right now with the prospect of a sales tax is Susie Santo at Visit Wichita. She's long said that they could use the convention space help to attract conventions as they can't normally get right now because the convention space is just not up to par with some peer cities in the Midwest.
I get a feeling it's going to be tough because anything that says TAX on it in any way, voters around here, they get up, they go crazy.
Well, on one side, I see that point because it failed in 2014 when we had a bunch of different projects on a referendum, but we did kind of pull together in 2008 for the Interest Bank Arena. So it'll be interesting to see how the community thinks of the project.
You just nailed it, Kirk. That was a one thing.
Yes.
You're voting yes or no on one project.
Yeah.
But these sales taxes, we're going to do 12 or 13 different things with this money. People are not going to
be able to
wrap their brains around that.
Yeah, this is five buckets, but then the proponents would say, okay, but why is Oklahoma City able to do this?
Well, that's a good
They've
point.
They've done it three or four or five times now with their MAPS projects.
Well, because they want to grow and develop as a city. Really?
Well, yeah.
There are people who in this town say, we don't need to be any bigger. Let's try to get smaller somehow.
Now you're right.
This is kind of a referendum on ourselves.
Yeah, it kind of is.
They always are. All right, listen, when's your company Christmas party? You want to talk about it? Anything you'd like to say about the Business Journal Christmas party?
You know, we're so busy that our company Christmas parties kind of roll into January at some point. We have a big lunch, big nice lunch somewhere, and we kind of forget what the date is.
That's all right. At least you have some sort of party, so that's good, right?
Yes.
Nice.
I hear there's a big party on Friday downtown.
Yeah, are you going to come to that?
No, I'm going to be there with bells on, my man.
No, don't go. You know, don't have to drive too far. It's just around the corner from where you are.
I hope I don't get lost.
All right. It's my retirement party. It's going to be at the. That's enough about it. That'll be Friday from 5 to 7. Come down and see us at the Courtyard by Marriott.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to get you in on a cut rate on the entry fee for you to get in there. So.
I'll show my KNSS auxiliary ID.
There you go. All right, thank you, sir. We'll check with you again next hour. Kurt Semenoff of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the city council approving that public vote on the sales tax increase. Ted will have a look at sports, as always. Right, Ted?
Oh, yeah. We'll get you we'll preview the big game in El Dorado tonight for a top 20 Butler men's basketball. Dennis Higgins will have the call, so we'll preview that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news coming up.
You know, yesterday we talked about the 60th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, we did.
We have another Christmas special with an anniversary today. So we'll be talking about that coming up in entertainment news in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we'll have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.